This is Jen Roland of Fueled Fit Focused. Thank you for joining me for today's post. Simplify the holidays. 10 tips for more joy and less stress. The holidays are officially here. This is supposed to be a time of joy and celebration. So if you're feeling stressed and overwhelmed, it's time to make some changes. Here are 10 tips that have helped me simplify my holidays so I can focus on spending time with those I love. Number one, take advantage of Amazon Prime. It might be fun to shop the stores, but it's not worth fighting the crowds. I do most of my shopping in a day, online, from the comfort of my own home. Not only does this save me time, but it frees up mental space to focus on activities that my family and I can do together. Isn't that the point of the holidays? Number two, swap out the Christmas cards. All we really want to see is the adorable family photo, so why not share it on social media or send it in an email with the picture attached instead? What about Grandma Mary and your friends or relatives who aren't on social media? Perhaps send one to them, but save yourself the time, money, and stress of mailing 100 plus cards and save your recipients from the unnecessary holiday clutter. Side note, if sending cards brings you joy, then by all means do it. But if you're sending them out of obligation and it causes stress, let it go. There are much more important things to focus on. Number three, check into holiday catering. Are you hosting this season? Costco sells pre-made appetizers, side dishes, and desserts, and many local restaurants offer holiday catering for a decent price. It may not be the same as homemade, but you'll save yourself your sanity, and that is worth something. P.S. We use paper plates here too. Number four, going to see Santa? Do it early and save yourself from scrambling around at the last minute, searching for an American Girl doll, horse, and stable because your daughter sat on Santa's lap 3 days before Christmas and said it was the one present she wanted most. Okay, maybe that was just me, but my point remains the same. Have your kids write their letters or pay a visit to Santa in time for you to track down their heart's desire without all the hassle at the last minute. Number five, take your wish list to Walmart. Turns out they have a horse and stable almost identical to the one made by American Girl for half the price. I found that Walmart prices are almost always cheaper than what's online, especially around Christmas time. I know this goes against tip number one, to shop on Amazon Prime. So my suggestion is to compare prices, especially for brand names, and set aside a day to shop the stores for certain items. Store brands are almost always cheaper, and for many items are just as good, especially if they're things your children will quickly outgrow. Number six, make a date to have donuts or breakfast with Santa. Santa is everywhere, at the church down the street, the local fire station, and my husband's place of employment, to name a few. Instead of waiting for 90 minutes at the mall, not an exaggeration, and spending $40 on the standard photo package, also not an exaggeration, meet him for breakfast or donuts. It's usually free and just as much fun. Number seven, declutter before the holidays. Free up space before opening presents and improve your mental clarity by eliminating the clutter ahead of time. You'll thank me for it come December 26th. Number eight, make a trip to a donation center. All those items that you set aside in the decluttering process can be donated to those less fortunate. Gently used toys, old coats, and clothing that may have gone out of style is no longer worn will be used and greatly appreciated by someone else. Pass it on and bring a little joy to someone else's holiday. Number nine, get in the spirit of giving. Every year, my family participates in Operation Christmas Child and Salvation Army's Angel Tree program. Focusing on giving helps take the focus off of receiving and cultivates a heart of gratitude. Encourage your children to find joy in helping others and be thankful for the blessings that they have. Number 10, remember the reason for the season. As a family, decide what you want to prioritize, keeping in mind what we are actually celebrating, the birth of Christ. Instead of trying to do all the things, train displays and holiday plays, light shows and cookie exchanges, baking and wrapping and getting gifts for everyone on your list. Choose a few that bring the most joy. Every year we bake cookies with my parents, decorate the tree together, and do a Christmas countdown with a daily activity to spread kindness to others and focus on the reason for the season. This year, we'll also be reading A Thrill of Hope Advent Story together. We don't get caught up with extravagant decorations, hang Christmas lights, or give elaborate gifts because that's not our focus. My neighbor across the street gives her kids one gift from Santa. Another friend gives them something they want, something they need, something to wear, and something to read. I've seriously considered not giving gifts and making memories with my family by going on a vacation or outing instead. Find what works for your family, keeping in mind that Jesus' birth is the main event. Focus on people and fellowship. Your loved ones want your presence more than they want your presents. I hope these tips encourage you to be intentional and purposeful this holiday season. If you have a tip to share, please leave it in the comments below. For additional tips to simplify your life, click here to join my Simplify series, which will resume on January 4th. Wishing you a holiday season filled with joy and focused on what matters most. Luke 2, 8 through 14 NIV reads, "And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger.' Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests.'" Thank you for tuning in to today's post. If the content resonated with you, please share it or leave a comment. And don't forget to visit the post to download your resource and to join my Simplify series, which will resume on January 4th. Thank you.